News Services Division of Akashwani presents Northeast Diary.
Good evening and a warm welcome to another episode of Northeast Diary, your window into the vibrant cultures, inspiring stories and unfolding events from the age jewels of India's Northeast. I'm Vinita Thakur, and in today's program, we explore the rich cultural heritage of the Lotha tribe of Nagaland and bring you the story of Agartala's Hathkarghah Mela. But first, let's listen to an inspiring eco-friendly initiative that uses cycling to spread awareness about environmental protection and national integration. In an era where modern comforts often come at the cost of environmental balance, adopting an eco-friendly lifestyle has become more important than ever. Across the world, individuals and communities are stepping forward to promote sustainable living and reduce pressure on nature. In Agartala, a group of passionate cyclists under the banner of the Agartala Cycloholic Foundation has been actively spreading this message. Recently, the two senior members of the group undertook an inspiring cycling expedition from Agartala to Kanyakumari, covering nearly 5,300 kilometers in 56 days. To raise awareness about environmental protection and healthy living, let's hear their inspiring story from our Agartala correspondent, Suman Bhattacharji.
With rapid urbanization and increasing dependence on luxurious conveniences, the pressure on nature and natural resources continues to grow. Fossil fuels are depleting fast, and the need for sustainable alternatives is becoming urgent. Among the simplest yet most effective solutions is cycling, a clean, healthy, and environment-friendly mode of transport. In Tripura, the Agartala Cycloholic Foundation has been working to promote this idea while encouraging people to adopt a carbon-neutral lifestyle. The initiative has also drawn support from noted environmentalist and journalist Dr. Vishendu Bhattacharji, who advocates sustainable living and actively participates in international environmental initiatives.
We are promoting cycling as a means of sustainable development goal because we find dependence on fossil fuel and luxury lifestyle creating havoc to our younger generation. More than 50% of our younger people are getting problem with the obesity, which is mostly contributed through their daily lifestyle and luxurious habits. And cycling is a means of practice that can contribute to our daily life, healthy life, and a sustainable future.
Taking this commitment a step further, to veteran members of the club, 66-year-old Chandan Bhoumik and 59-year-old Ajoy Kumar Shaha embarked on an extraordinary mission earlier this year. In January, the duo began their ambitious cycling journey from Agartala towards Kanyakumari, the southernmost tip of India. Pedaling through different states, terrains, and weather conditions, the cyclists covered nearly 5,300 kilometers in 56 days, riding an average of 100 to 120 kilometers every day. Their determination demonstrated that age is no barrier when the mission is meaningful and purpose is clear, spreading the message of environmental awareness and sustainable living.
Two of our elderly men reached to Kanyakumari from Agartala is given a message: age is not a factor, because if you have a will, you can win. And our motto is to secure a walking strip along the road and also to have safe cycling, because when people are driving on the road, they are not caring about pedestrian and cyclist. What do you want? Our cyclists and pedestrians should be safe, and this practice should promote all across for our sustainable future.
The remarkable journey finally concluded at the iconic Gandhi Mandapam on the evening of March 1. Their achievement carried a powerful message that protecting the environment begins with simple lifestyle choices. Through their inspirational expedition, the two senior cyclists have not only highlighted the importance of environment conservation, but have also motivated people to adopt healthier and eco-friendly habits. Their story stands as a reminder that even small steps, or in this case, pedals, can create a big impact in building a greener future. For Northeast Diary, Suman Bhattacharji, Akashvani, Agartala.
Listeners, a group of journalists from Nagaland is currently on a press tour to South Bihar, organized by the Press Information Bureau under the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. The initiative aims to provide media professionals with first-hand exposure to key government programs as well as historically significant sites in Bihar. Our Kohima correspondent Mary Mese has this report.
Media persons from various media houses across Nagaland is taking part in the press tour. The tour is being guided by P. Sophie, head of office of PIB Kohima, along with an official from the PIB Kohima office. Mr. Mohit Pandey from PIB Patna shares more on the tour.
So the PIB Kohima team is on an official visit to Bihar with journalists from Nagaland, and they are touring different places, different developmental sites along with other places. Their tour started in Patna on 16th, and they even met our Honorable Governor, where they got insights about how Bihar is progressing. After that, they went to Krishi Bhavan, where they met our Honorable Agriculture Minister, who also briefed them about the developments taking place in the arena of agriculture. Now we are in Rajgir and Nalanda, and we will be visiting sites which are famous for Bihar's heritage, for example Nalanda archaeological site, Nalanda University. We would also be going to Rajgir Ordnance Factory, where we would be briefed by the officials there, and we might also go to Rajgir Nature and Jungle Safari, where the incoming delegation would learn how a safari is being well managed by the government of Bihar. In this tour, we expect incoming Nagaland team to see Bihar through a very fresh perception. The perception that Bihar is having right now is not proportionate with what development it has seen in the recent times. So wishing best of luck to the incoming delegation.
Participating journalists also shared their experiences.
Hello, my name is Ketuvili Kire. I'm from Tapi Vernacular. When I first heard about the tour, I was a bit skeptical and about the place, yet I joined in the tour. The tour is deliberate, so with packed itinerary. I will just share my take on Patna. First, the museum is amazing, world class, and the rich culture. So far, the people have made the hospital. It's amazing. I couldn't help but notice the big projects. The projects that are coming up, the flyovers, the metro, it's amazing. I'm taking back a different picture I had for Bihar. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Merubini Khekon, representing Morong Express Print Media in Nagaland as part of the media delegation to Bihar. First of all, it's been a really eye-opening experience so far, from visiting the museums to getting a closer look at major infrastructure projects like the elevated road developments and even interacting with officials at Krishi Bhavan. I've been able to see how things actually work on the ground. Meeting the Governor of Bihar and the Minister of Agriculture Bihar was also a very exciting moment for me. All of this has really helped me understand development in a much deeper way. I'm looking forward to learning even more in the coming days of the tour, and I would also like to thank the BIB Kohima for this opportunity.
The press tour, which will continue until the 22nd of March, is expected to encourage cultural exchange and provide journalists with valuable on-ground perspectives that can enrich their coverage and promote informed and accurate reporting. For Notice Diary, this is Mary Mayase, Akashvani News, Kohima.
An excellent example of the government's initiative to create a dedicated marketplace for handloom and handicraft artisans is the ongoing Hatkarga Mela at the urban heart Purvasha Fairground in Agartala, Tripura. This state-level fair is providing local artisans with an important opportunity to connect with a wider national market. The enthusiastic response from participants clearly reflects the significance of this platform. Here is a report from our Agartala correspondent, Suman Bhattacharji.
For generations, artisans across the country have created remarkable works of art by skillfully using natural materials available around them. When these handicrafted items are combined with products suitable for everyday use, their acceptance among common people increases many times over. The Hatkarga Mela, being held at the urban heart premises of Purvasha in Agartala, is a shining example of government efforts to connect such traditional craftsmanship with wider markets and help artisans citizens earn sustainable livelihoods. The fair has been organized by the state's Handloom, Handicraft and Sericulture Department with financial assistance from the Ministry of Textiles, Government of India. The fair, which continues for nearly 2 weeks, has attracted artisans from different parts of the country. Among them is artisan Ghulam Mustafa from Bolpur in West Bengal, who has brought a collection of beautifully crafted garments featuring the traditional Katha stitch.
हमारा यहाँ जो पूरा के हाथ का बना हुआ चीज है जो जिसमें हमारा कुर्ता वगैरह है प्लाजो है काटे है लेप्रॉन पे ब्लाउज के पीस है स्टोल है जो बट्टा है पंजाबी है जो फेमस है हमारा बोलपुर शांति निकेतन वेस्ट बंगाल का नक्शे का स्टिच है उसमें हमारा बहुत आइटम जुड़ी है जिसमें हम
Rodeep Tanti, an artisan from South 24 Paragonas district of West Bengal who makes products from jute and coconut fiber, says that although this is his first visit to Agartala, he is already seeing good demand for small handicrafted items. Lata Dev Burma, a handloom artisan from the tribal community of Tripura, says that traditional ethnic garments form the core of her products and she regularly travels to different fairs to showcase her work. Professor Ajailu Niumai from Hyderabad University, who happened to be in Tripura for personal reasons and came to visit the fair after hearing about it, says she is delighted to witness such an event. She also points out that the strong participation of women artisans is particularly important for broader social and economic empowerment.
This is an awesome place. I think it is a space where a lot of artisans from various parts have come together to exhibit their talent, their products, and it shows a lot of creativity, innovation, and I feel that more women should participate, because, you know, even in the field of handloom and handicrafts.
Events like this provide an important platform for economically disadvantaged artisans from rural areas to find new pathways for livelihood through their traditional skills. In particular, such initiatives play a crucial role in promoting financial empowerment among rural women. Efforts like these may well contribute to turning the vision of a developed India by 2047 into reality. For Northeast Diary, Shuman Bhattacharji, Akashbani, Agartala.
Nagaland is home to 17 major tribes, each with a distinct and vibrant cultural identity. Every tribe has its own customs, language, traditions and style of dress. This diversity is beautifully reflected in their colorful attire, traditional jewelry and intricate beadwork. Today, we take you to the picturesque Wokhal district, fondly known as the Land of Plenty. This vibrant region is home to one of the prominent Naga tribes, the Lotha tribe, renowned for its rich traditions, colorful festivals, and strong sense of community. Our Kohima correspondent Asuno tells us more about the life, culture, and heritage of the Lotha people.
Nestled amidst lush greenery and fertile landscape, the Lotha tribe has long lived in harmony with nature. Their identity is deeply rooted in oral traditions, stories of migrations, ancestry, and settlement passed down through generations. Life in Lotha society traditionally revolves around a village, with each community functioning as a close-knit unit guided by elders. Agriculture remains central to their livelihood, particularly jhumed or shifting cultivations, with rice as their staple food. Culture comes alive during festivals, especially Tokyo Imong, the post-harvest celebration held in November, and one of the main festivals of the Lotha tribe. Tokyo refers to going from house to house in groups, sharing food and drink, while Imong signifies the halt at an appointed time. Together, the festival symbolizes gratitude, friendship and community bonding. During this time, people exchange gifts, prepare traditional feasts, sing folk songs and perform vibrant dances. The Lota people are also known for their striking traditional attire, colorful shawls, intricate beadwork or ornaments that reflects identity and social achievement. Weaving is a cherished tradition passed down from mother to daughter. Every household creates its own garments with unique designs on shawls and mikhelas. Traditionally, certain shawls were reserved for individuals who had performed feast of marriage, symbolizing status within the community, though such distinctions are gradually fading in modern times. Handicrafts formed an integral part of the daily life of the Lotas. From weaving and wood carving to pottery and bamboo work, these crafts showcase remarkable skill and artistry. Pottery, especially in the upper range of the Lota tribe, produces sturdy vessels used for cooking and storage. Canned and bamboo crafts like baskets, mugs and decorative items remain both functional and artistic. Even bamboo tubes known as chunga are used for cooking rice during festival. Over time, Christianity has become the predominant faith among the Lotas, yet traditional beliefs and customs continue to influence the way of life. Today, the Lota tribe stands as a beautiful blend of tradition and modernity, preserving their heritage while embracing change. Their story is one of resilient identity and deep connection to land and community. For North Isari, Asunyo from Kuhima.
Hey, Itanagar City. Yo, Itanagar City, baby. Hey. Yo ho Itanagar City, baby. Yo ho Itanagar City, baby. Hey.
Itanagar City, coming in from Hong Kong. You gotta check that IFP. Man, my rap's so pretty. I'm the greatest rapper. Let that bitches falling as I hit it. Capitals getting better with it. That's but I fetch. Only boss, cause my scars only stress. And I'm breaking, breaking, breaking all these rhymes in the Sunday while I cipher, baby. Yeah, compa Walla City, Northeast Walla City, rapping beast Walla City, bullet beast Walla City, Tucker complex, rest in peace, baby. Young travel guy city, yeah, rapper Walla City, Agadi Walla City, for the fake Walla City, Ganga Lake Walla City, IG Park Walla City, Max Mark Walla City, nothing meho accident, double arcade Walla missing, baby.
Itanagar City attracts nature lovers as they can view scenic beauty all around. They can pay a visit to various tea gardens, farms and apple orchards in the city. This exotic hill station is home to tropical evergreen rainforest. People can also pursue various adventurous activities in the city and trekking is the best option. During winters, people can also witness snowfall. Itanagar and surrounding regions are excellent places to participate in adventure sports. Apart from angling and rafting, trekking is an extremely popular activity around the city. Itanagar Pashi Ghat is a popular trekking trail passing through Zero and the Porijo. There are many other trails that pass through regions around Itanagar like Jong Tawang Trail and Jorat Tawang Trail. It is situated at the foothills of the majestic Himalayas and has pleasant atmosphere throughout the year. This majestic city is also known as the land of dawn-lit mountains. View of valleys and natural landscapes makes it unforgettable experiences of travel profile. October to March is considered as the best time to visit this destination. Tibetan culture is the main reflection of the city, which you can also find in the items available in the markets. Ita Fort, the Buddhist Temple, Ganga Lake, Jawaharlal Nehru State Museum are the perfect destinations you can travel to. Famous for its handicrafts, the city has a bustling market. They are filled with various items that include Tibetan Buddhist paintings, items of cane and bamboo, and many more. Handicraft items and thangkas, Buddhist paintings on cloth with vegetable dye and gold, are popular in Itanagar. Apart from that, wood carvings, shawls, local attires, carpets and sarongs are other things worth shopping for in Itanagar. Pleasant climate, scenic vistas and naturally rich environment make Itanagar a perfect destination for long vacations. Housing a large population of the Nyeshi tribe, Itanagar offers a wonderful experience with its unique culture and hospitable locals. The city has heavy influence of Tibetan architecture. Apart from Fort Itanagar, which is one of the most famous tourist attractions in Arunachal Pradesh, Itanagar also houses Jawaharlal Nehru State Museum, Buddha Temple, Ganga Lake, and many other popular tourist sites. Popular festivals celebrated here are Tamladu Festival, Ray Festival, and Losa, the New Year. The Itanagar Wildlife Sanctuary is a must visit for nature and wildlife aficionados. The sanctuary is home to a wide variety of flora and fauna. The musk deer, Himalayan black deer, red panda, and porcupines are amongst the most commonly found animals. Various rare species of monkeys are also found. Wildlife enthusiasts can take a safari in the Itanagar Wildlife Sanctuary. Restaurants generally serve Indian and Tibetan cuisine. Itanagar is well connected by road to most major cities like Guwahati and Shillong. This is Albina Michael.
那一夜摇动啊，所有的尽头，不为超度，只为触摸你的指尖。Thupten Gatsling Gompa, often referred to as Itanagar Gompa, is a stunning Buddhist monastery located in Itanagar. This monastery, part of the Gelugpa sect, attracts many followers from the Mompa tribe in western Arunachal Pradesh. Perched on a small hill, it offers breathtaking views of the surrounding area, known as a center of Buddhist studies. The Gompa was consecrated by the Dalai Lama and showcases distinctive Tibetan architectural influences. Now, let's turn to our Itanagar correspondent Rakesh Dole to learn more about this remarkable site.
The Mahayana Buddhist Gompa in Itanagar is also a center of Buddhist culture. It is located on the top of a hill just above the State Museum in the capital city of Arunachal Pradesh. Though it is situated in the heart of the city, this Gompa is one of the most peaceful places, seems secluded from the busy hustle and bustle of the ever-growing urban jungle. Adorned with a beautiful gate at the base of the hill, a road spiral up the hills to the Gompa. The Gompa sits on the top of the hill literally. Small but colorful gate marks the entrance. A white stupa with golden carvings stood just outside the main Gompa and against the backdrop of green rolling hills. Inside the Gompa, there are pieces of arts and decorations, including sculptures and rainbow-colored murals. The artworks portray the imaginations and belief of Buddhism, with mythical beings, symbolisms, and deities. In the backside of the Gompa, there's a malnourished statue of Lord Buddha beneath a peepal tree. The statue depicts Lord Buddha's early days, when in pursuit of enlightenment, he sat under a Bodhi tree and starved himself, causing severe malnourishment and physical hardship. The 14th Dalai Lama himself consecrated this Buddhist temple, which sits in a peaceful spot surrounded by mighty hills all around. Up from the hills, one can get a 360-degree view of the most part of Itanagar city. Apart from tourists, many local people come here to worship and connect with the Buddha and his teachings. Many non-Buddhist local people come here to spend some moments of peace in the silence and serene environments of the Gompa. For Northeast Diary, this is Rakesh Dole, Akashvani News, Itanagar.
And now listen to this Assamese song celebrating Mahadurga by Deepleena Deka. With that, we come to the end of this edition of Northeast Diary. Do join us next week to hear more stories from this enchanting part of India. Bye bye.
The program was presented by Vinita Thakur and produced by Kumar Gaurav. It was brought to you by the News Services Division of Akashvani.